Hey, this is Asburn from VidNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is X-Twin from GameAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Green from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Yeah, coming to you live from the sixth floor, it's Oswald as we get ready to take you inside the game here on ITG, powered by FileCloud. FileCloud, Jesus. We have a solid show for you today, so grab your rifle and let's go shoot some human skeet. Thanks for tuning into ITG today, powered by FileCloud. See, I can actually get that out. What is FileCloud? It's a new sponsor here at Radio ITG, where you can download all the league coverage and shows that take place on Inside the Game. If you happen to miss a previous Urban Radio show, you can go to itg.com. It does require registration, but it's definitely worth it. That Spawn at Dead Llamas has offered it to host Urban Radio. Just like Wolfside, both of them will now be hosting both versions of the show, the edited and the full version. For those people out there who would like to hear the entire thing, include the music, I will provide that. Who knows, I might even start providing the edited one just because it takes a little bit of time to get into it and, edit it. Dead Llamas also has put in a request to have all previous shows uploaded to their site. Now, that goes back 4 years, and it's about almost 2 gigabytes worth of shoutcasting. Not so much last year, but at the end of 2001, all of 2002, and I think most of 2003. 2004, sort of a strange year. I had a lot of things going on in my life, but I really did not cast that much, but just a few times near the end of the year. I also think I'll quit uploading to File Planet since there's many of you out there really don't give a crap about File Planet when it comes to downloading. I know a lot of you are not GameSpy fans, but hey, it's free hosting. Very hard to find free hosting these days. If you missed the past 3 weeks, I have begun a second show on ITG called Just Push Play. It debuted the last week in January and is a radio show that centers around the decade of the 1980s. I've been very pleased with the response so far from the listening community. Not only those in Pound Urban Terror, but many tuning in over in Radio ITG and Enter the Game, Game Surge, and QuakeNet. So if you have nothing better to do on Wednesday's Flashback with us to the 80s, the show begins at 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern, 21 GMT. I mentioned the Urban Terror forums that there's a possibility of a time change for Urban Radio. I put up a poll. I gave five choices. It ranged from basically 12 to 3 Pacific, which is 20 to 23 GMT, including a even of no change in the start time, because I know some of you actually like starting later, starting at 4 p.m. Pacific. And right now, it looks as if, schedule permitting, of course, Urban Radio is going to have a new start time of either 12 Pacific or 13 Pacific Standard Time, which would be just about an hour, or actually an hour earlier. I'll make the final decision by Monday and then post it on the forums and the website, including the sixth floor. Why did I do that? I want to get more European listeners involved in the show. I know we have a lot of European servers, a lot of gamers over there who support Urban Terror, so I'd like to give them the chance to actually tune in and listen to the show and, you know, provide some insight, provide servers, things like that. Actually, I've already got a server lined up for next week, which is a European server, so I'm glad to hear that already. So that is basically the reasoning behind the moving of the show. I've wanted to keep it at a set time here. The following I have, tune in and listen, which is basically most everybody in this channel, you know, we'll sort of can expect the same thing each week, day in, day out. So, as I said, make that permanent on Monday. As for today, we have another good show for you. You can expect an ETUT update by Sunday. I've received some funny responses to something that I said last week during the show. I had a slip of the tongue and was about to give out some pertinent information. I've been hit up by about 6 or 7 people now, and it's sorry, but I just considered a hardcore tease. I knew what I was doing. I just basically slipped you, the listener, as a Mickey, and you can expect another one today in our update. And we'll talk about some development with ETUT a little bit later on in the show. And it's, you'll see. We'll also take a look at the level UT Toxic 2 by Doofkine. Those of you who've played level, hybrid-esque at the UTMD, the Urban Terror Map Depot, has provided us with another review, as he does each and every week. And also, due to the fact that I'm going to be covering some of the Balls Deep Skeet Shooting Tournament here on Urban Radio, we will not have a server of the week up and running, as I'm actually in watching GTV right now here on Hottie's 6th Floor Hideaway. We have BD Headshot up. So far, 93 kills and 3 deaths. So he's 94 now. He's not doing too badly here. He's got, it looks like, just under 3 minutes. And I'll get into a little bit more of that here as the show progresses. I do plan on staying in line for the conclusion of the preliminary round today. Last shooter goes off at 6 Eastern, so that's 3 Pacific. So you can count and hear my voice for at least another 2 hours. Again, I'll get into some more of that here as we continue to watch the host of the networks, Jagged, for providing the GTV coverage today. And if you'd like to watch this right now, you can actually go to BPI, that's the letters QD, the word pi, qdpi.com/skeet, and you can get all the GTV information right there. You can also go to Pound Skeet Shoot on Enter the Game and get all the information there as well. And as I said, I'll be touching on it here as we go on in the show. I do have some time set aside to watch, I think, 4 or 5 gamers, but as it's going right now, we may just pop in and out here as I mean, there's really not much to say about skeet shooting. You watch them take a sniper rifle, zoom in on the bot, and basically shoot the bot. So, I mean, there's really not much to watch. Nice headshot there by Headshot, in fact. Also, I need to push the Urban Terror Finals back one more week just because of the skeet shooting tournament today. Hopefully all 4 of our participants will be available next week so we can crown the Ken Jennings of Urban Terror Trivia next week. STA and TWL are deep into the playoffs, and the Clanbase Spring 2005 Open Cup gets underway this coming week, and only ITG will provide all the coverage from the first frag to the last cup, so no need to go anywhere without the Urban Terror coverage. I'll bring it to you live and uncensored. I'm also looking at enlisting guest casters during the cover of the match in their native tongue. So if you have any interest, you're from Slovenia, Germany, Belgium, France, Portugal, especially Portugal, feel free to contact me, oswald@radioitg.com, and I will get you set up, and we can do some co-casting together. All this, much more on Urban Radio, and when we return, we'll actually kick some, we'll kick the show off with the Balls Deep Skeet Shooting Tournament and the Urban Terror Talking Point. It's Oswald. You're dialed in right here, Radio ITG. We're coming right back.
Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked up theories that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes. Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG. We go inside the game to provide you with live sports coverage. You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to...
Well, games.
So keep it here. Inside the game.
You guys are doo-doo heads.
Play Monopoly. Azul Radio.
That's right. You are dialed into Radio ITG. It's Oswald. Welcome to Urban Radio. As I said, we are covering some of the Balls Deep Human Skeet Shooting Tournament today. Set up by Headshot over at Balls Deep. Each participant taking part in the tournament has 30 minutes to complete two rounds to shoot as many human skeet as possible. Currently, there are 6 community servers being used today with time slots approximately every 30 minutes. First shooter we're going to cover was actually going to be Evol at 4:30 Eastern, which is about 15 minutes away. But right now, we actually have it dialed in to server number 2, and we're watching Headshot again. The guy who hooked us up this week, who set up the tournament, he's not doing too bad. Got 137 on his first attempt. Right now, he's just about 2.5 minutes in, and he's got 30 kills so far on the human skeet. We're also planning on covering Space Monkey here at 5 East, Spasmatic at 5:30, and you and Shiza at 6. We'll drop it out because there are quite a few to choose from here. It looks like we have about 12 gamers who are going to be going off between now and the end of the show. So those are just some of the gamers we will cover today here during Urban Radio. Tomorrow we'll be back at, I believe, 1 p.m. Pacific. That's 4 Eastern, 20 GMT, to bring you the finals of the Balls Deep Skeet Shooting Tournament. Be sure to tune in to all of the coverage. In the Urban Terror Talking Point, we take a look at the potential new player base for enemy territory, Urban Terror. Recently, the ET community saw the release of ETF. Unfortunately, the attrition rates seem to be extremely high due to the fact that the game is unforgiving at new gamers. Hybrid S says ETF fails to show new players a good time when you go for a blast. It's tricky to grasp the rules and the mod and the way play mechanics are. We've said since the original announcement about this time last year, the physics and the gameplay of Urban Terror will remain consistent and what we know now. Urban Terror is relatively a simple mod to learn, but the community wants to know what Sid can do in order to help new gamers to enjoy ETUT. I can't tell you what we won't do, and that's going to be create 2 versions of the mod, such as a pro mode and a normal mode. Sorry, not going to happen. Community, and we'll not support that. As it currently stands, though, the mod does not have that steep of a learning curve. Once you get past the initial key map setup and learning basically what you have to do, you can drop into a match in very little time, probably less than 5 minutes. Many in the community, as in the past, are beginning to question the validity of the QA team. Is it fair? I don't believe so, because there's always going to be somebody out there who thinks they should be testing the mod because of whatever, because they think they're elite, because they're a little script kiddie. I mean, there's a million reasons out there. Somebody's always going to be pissed off that they're not testing something that's coming out. Maybe they think that they're a pro gamer and they know what the community wants. Maybe they play the mod for enjoyment, not competitiveness. As it stands now, the mod will play virtually the same as it does on virtually the same in ET as it does on Quake. We on the development team are also aware what the community wants. I mean, hell, we've been involved with the mod now for almost 5 years. We could have quit many years ago if the only way to accomplish that would have been to please all the gamers. And that's basically impossible right from the start, because you can't please everyone. His or her opinion should be valued. Much of the enjoyment of playing comes from the community, and I do believe that we have one of the best gaming communities online. I do believe we have a strong community. We value the interaction and relationship that we've developed with the community. I'm sure at times we've probably gotten too close to the community, but in the end, I think it all balances out in relationship. It is becoming very competitive these days that the pressure to succeed at modding is outweighing the overall objective that should be basically fun and enjoyment. We'll provide a simple install with clear and concise instructions, meaning we'll keep to one-syllable words for some of you gamers out there, in order to get the files, both ET and UT, downloaded. The wife just walked in. Am I in trouble, wife? Ah, yes, a kiss from Adi. You gotta like that, don't you? They want some tongue. I'm just kidding. They don't want any tongue. All right, where was I? Oh, yeah, I was talking about the download and install. The word of impending release will spread, and I still have a vast list of contacts to email about the release and many other resources I have yet to tap for the ETUT release. So hang in there. We will continue to finish the required work before considering any sort of testing and obviously any release. You will not be let down or turned off by ETUT. And I think that many of you will see the big improvements we have made in the mod since making this decision last year. Going to step away from the mic one more time, probably just play a sounder here, take a drink of my Dr. Pepper, and then cover some more skeet shooting here as headshots down to about 2 minutes. So it's Oswald. You're dialed in to Urban Radio right here, ITG, powered by FireCloud.
4 out of 5 dentists agree that listening to Radio ITG has absolutely no positive effect on your teeth.
So apparently, the odds are 1 in 5 that your teeth are actually getting whiter in this very moment.
You can thank us later. This is the new Radio ITG.
1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and...
You're off to the pen. You got it up easy so many times. I guess no one told you how to
get a line.
The judge wasn't lenient like he was before. You got 3 to 5 and a kick out the door. The public defender really did try. Too little, too late, you did it.
Get a line.
Welcome back to Inside the Game, powered by FileCloud.com. As I mentioned, the Urban Radio server of the week is not up and running, so I can provide coverage of the Balls Deep Skeet Shooting Tournament. And we're just dropping into another server right now. Let's see who it was. I think it was Solid Snake and Poop here. Just started the round. Actually, didn't start. He's been going for about 6.5 minutes, but only has 37 kills. So it doesn't look like he's going to get into the top 10 here. I'm not sure if this is his first round or not, but he's not doing so well. Anyway, each week I do put a call out to the community, so if you sponsor, if you admin or sponsor a server in the community and would like to pimp it on Urban Radio, then fire me off an email, Oswald at planetquake.com. I do want to thank those who have hosted the Urban Radio Server of the Week in the past. I also have received emails this past week, so we could be seeing some new servers acting. Next week, you can already plan on Ard hosting the server. Clan Ard, I forgot their website. Ard.com, I think. I can't remember. I want to say .uk. That might not be right now. But anyway, we will have a new Server of the Week next week. I also mentioned last week, but while checking out Dead Llamas, I came across a thread that mentioned Foomla and the game Pro Ball. Not sure what sort of response I would get from the community, but I am considering having someone run a Pro Ball server, followed by an Urban Terror 1.27 server sometime in March. So if you think you're interested, please email me. The 1.27 server is probably going to be a little bit tricky because you're going to have to roll back to a previous point release in order to get it to play correctly. For those who don't know what Pro Ball is, Apoxel created it with the help from Meaty and Sweet Nuts. Sort of a hybrid between rugby and soccer. There's a bright yellow ball that you basically catch, throw, and run after in order to score a goal on the opposing team. It's a very simple concept, but it's a great game. If you want more information, you can go to planetquake.com/Pro Ball for more information. And there, thank you very much. R.DK. I knew it was something different. Or R.KINTS.CO.UK. Thank you for that, El Presidente. I knew it was something strange. DK. That's what it is. Not that the Danes are weird or anything. Well, maybe they are. Anyway. The Urban Terror Top 5 this week is back, and I do want to thank AutoAim.C. I made the Top 5 list last week as as Hobbs' girlfriend actually transposed a picture of Lennon to look like AutoAim. For those of you who might have missed it, UrbanTerror.net /AutoAim.JPEG. AutoAim is not Hobbs' girlfriend, fool. I said Hobbs' girlfriend. Listen. That is the picture that was on the Urban Terror Top 5 last week, and that's just a classic picture. AutoAim, a son of Lennon. Anyways, I thought that was kind of funny. So he actually had a guy, so he's going to contribute his list, the Urban Terror Top 5 Pet Peeves, and let's see what made the cut. Number 5, the dumbasses who don't have the common third-party map server. Pretty common, many of you who play. Why? You wonder why that many community maps are not played. Number 4, the damage brushes underneath stairs and short drops. That does get a bit frustrating to run downstairs, miss the last half of the stairs, and you get to the bottom, and what do? You hurt yourself, lose some health, and have to heal. Number 3, the slash call vote map, UT Turnpike, every 10 minutes, and the people who continually push F1 to accept it. That goes for base out there. I mean, you get a call vote and they want to play Dox again. Let's play Dox again. Let's play this again. Number 2, the rainstorm of nades on the Red Spawn Street exit on Golgotha. And I think we'll touch on this here in a later segment about Golgotha and the way that level is set up. And number 1, the effing crates and boxes on the map he calls Camp Jeers, which is actually Algiers by Tub. And, yeah, a lot of crates, a lot of boxes on that map. So that is his top 5. I do need to take another break here. Next up, we'll walk through UT Toxic 2 by Doof Kine. I hope I'm saying that right, all you Germans out there. Wolves Eye, I know you're listening, so if you can give it to me phonetically so I can get it right, I'd be much appreciated. Thanks to Hybrid-esque over at the Urban Terror Map Depot for once again providing that. So I'm going to back away, be back in just about 5 minutes. A little King Nothing, a little tribute here going out to No Leaf Clover, who covers all the STA League coverage. It's Oswald. We're coming right back.
Would you like some of this?
Rocket launcher LG style, and a nice jump pad assault on the quad here by Ricky. He's bounced with the rocket, and Paul Wall's gonna pick up that quad.
Or some of this.
Kurt Templar in quad, killing off several zealots. Nicely done here by Pierhus. He's pushing back more Ricky slim, but surely he's got a dark Templar to deal with.
How about both?
I love you.
I love you too.
This is Radio ITG.
This is Radio IDG.
And welcome back to Urban Radio. It's Oswald here with you on ITG. Remember to join us on ITG every Wednesday, actually this coming Wednesday, February 16th, beginning at 1 for Just Push Play. I bring you the best the 80s had to offer. And yes, for all you young kids out there, the 80s did have a lot to offer, from music in our album Rewind segment to television and movies in the Boob Tube and Flick Picks segments. All that and much more. Great hits and misses from the decades of the 80s. The decades. I didn't know there was more than one decade. Huh? Did you? From the decade of the 80s. For all the details, go to the on the show, go to Radio ITG and click on schedule. And you know what? I don't think you'll see it up there for this week because I haven't actually posted the information yet. As far as the competition here on the ski, taking a look at the top 10 shooters for the day one results. Today, February 12th, Fabian leading all games, has a high score of 136. BD Headshot, whom we were following here at the start of the show, came up just three short, 133. Hybrid-esque pulls in at number three right now, 126. FU Daddy, 116, along with One Leg. Mr. Rifleman, 105. Miata Man. Now, why would you call yourself Miata Man? God, it's almost like calling yourself Gay Man. You know, Miatas, come on now. I don't think anybody in Pound Urban Terror drives a Miata. No offense to Miata Man, but I'm... Anyway, he has 89. Long Shot and a Donk with 77. Right now, we are on server 2. The ASL guy, that would be Slayer AODSK, and he has just about 4.5 minutes to go. Right now, he's got 54 kills, so I don't believe we'll see him challenge Fabian or Headshot for the top two spots right now. Axe step up here. He was supposed to go live here at 4:30, so just about 3 minutes ago on server two. That didn't happen. Let me just check the check Big Box here as we go to the GTV main room and see if Evil happens to be on another server. And no, he doesn't. So right now we're just going to we'll go back to server two and watch Slayer, since we continue to give him brief. The word pound again in the same sentence. Okay, I can get that. The UT Map Depot level review sponsored by the Urban Terror Map Depot and Hybrid-esque. I do want to thank him once again for providing all the reviews here. You can also check out the website for any that you have missed in the past. Sorry, Miata is a Miata is a Miata. I don't care what it has on it. It's a Miata. So we've checked out Oil Depot, Poseidon, and most recently Crossing 3-0. This week, Hybrid-esque brings you a review of UT Toxic Kine. You're already saying, oh, here comes Oswald and the the Toxic 2 Hate Fest. And, well, we'll just see. I actually haven't read all the comments that Hybrid-esque has written, so I'm sort of going into this cold, so I didn't have any preconceived notions of what to think about the map. But I have some comments about the map, so we'll see what I decide to say. Someone sent me a private message last week asking why we review maps that are never played. Okay, Wonderlick, here's the reason. We review community levels on Urban Radio in order to get the word out about... I don't have any say on what levels are reviewed. I leave that up to those at the UTMD. My level reviews for years and got out of it at the sixth floor. And so far, the levels that we have reviewed have begun to show up on more community servers. It also makes it a bit easier for gamers to find these levels as well, thanks in part to sites like UTMD, ActiveWar.de, and SAT. Now on to the review. UT Toxic 2 by Doofkind. Version and an improvement and an evolution of the level. That's what a follow-up should be in terms of a map. Well, I have to disagree right there, because I don't think you should ever have a follow-up to the same map. I'm getting ahead of myself. You should test the map well enough the first time that you don't have to call it number two. But enough of that. I'll live with that first paragraph. Question is whether it applies to Toxic 2 or not. Set in a city during the Industrial Revolution with factories and homes, it's a cold winter and snow is falling onto the ground and slippery ice is about where pipes in the river that runs through the industrial complex has frozen solid. The atmosphere generated by this level is impressive, like Crossing 3-0 last week. A good use of new features in a Q3 Map 2 to give us flickering lights from fires, machinery, and a broken toxic sign that has fallen to the ground in the main square of the level. The texturing is excellent, giving the feel of a place that hasn't changed much over the 30s or whatever period it was made, and not a single texture feels out of place. However, the level has some terrific dramatic lighting, but player visions where it's simply too dark. Most players will be running for the brightness controls, and it will ruin the look of the level, looking washed out and ungainly. And that was the case when reviewing the level on the sixth floor hideaway on a PAX server, 9 per side. Unlike Crossing 3.0 that looked big and played small, Toxic plays big. Performance wasn't much of an issue, but my old computer setup would have struggled with this level, mainly because of the flickering lights that are dotted around some impact on performance. Gameplay was excellent. It is balanced with some neat touches. For example, the blue spawn area has a staircase that flag carriers with the red flag invariably gravitate towards. They gives them good means of hiding and getting a good view of incoming assailants. As we continue to watch, he'll make it into the top 10, but he won't be anywhere near the top. So props to Slayer for some... however, there is a window in the building that is a little used that would give way to a coordinated attempt to retrieve the flag or force a flag in an exposed position to avoid a kill from the window. What became during testing was the game in terms of flag stealing was it froze when the server was full. It's practically impossible to escape with the flag before being gunned down from either side when there are so many players on the level. See, that's another point right there. It just goes to prove that 9 on 9 is way too many for a community server. Sorry. Just looking at something here on the GTV server, and it looks like Slayer's done, and we're waiting for the next player to take his spot. But 9 on 9, maps don't support 9 on 9 at times. Even a map of this size, which he said plays big and is big, sometimes it just doesn't work. 6 on 6, probably a little bit more reasonable to play. The respawn delay was probably the prime cause of this, along with the high player count. We're balanced and such, but server settings can easily make or break a map, and a level designer cannot be expected to test every single server configuration permutation. That I do agree with. In this case, the server config didn't help the map in the situation where the server was full. Gameplay was fine when it was 5-on-5, but it turned into a deadlock when the server became packed. It is still up to the server admins to ensure that they have the correct settings for each level in the rotation, whoever the map is by, be it Sid or otherwise. In closing, great map, just a bit too dark in places and a little iffy in the performance. So overall, I don't have many problems with what Hybrid S says. Unfortunately, I do agree that many gamers will cheapen the look of a level by going in and making it brighter or turning down texture detail. That's one of the things that I wish we would have done from the start of Urban Terror was lock all these settings so gamers could not change them. I mean, that part of level design, and I'm sure any mapper will agree with me, part of level design is actually getting the feel for the map, getting the environment, getting the ambiance that you want in a level. Unfortunately, if you go in there and jack the brightness up, so if the map is playing as a map at midnight, you jack it up to high noon, you lose a lot of what the map sort of gives you. Yeah, I know you guys are going to complain that, well, my computer can't handle it. Well, for some of you, that is a legitimate complaint. Hybrid-esque is a prime example. He's got an ancient GeForce FX 2400 something special card, basically an old card. And actually, Invis slaps him on that here in this forum thread we're going to talk about a little bit later. So for gamers who have equipment that is lacking, and I don't mean bodily equipment, I mean hardware equipment, then it's acceptable. But when gamers just decide to, gamma and other visual things like that that washes out the map and makes it easier for you to see the opponents, I'm really not down for that. And somebody please tell me, because I'm getting conflicting information here that the stream continues to buffer pretty bad. So if you could actually give me a quick shout here, just Satan Pound Urban Terror on ETG. I see Spellbinder unfortunately has to drop. It might be the skeet shooting server. I'm not sure. It's just GTV, and I know we've done it before where we have GTV up and shoutcasting, but it could be too much. Well, I'm going to drop off of GTV here, so give me 1 second. And we'll see if that actually helps. I'm off GTV, and let me just disconnect off of TeamSpeak. Actually, I'm not doing anything on it. But so now we just have the stream up. So everybody, hopefully this cleans up some of the problems you guys have had. And yeah, I know I've had a couple of staff members tell me there's skippage as well. So I don't know if it's actually my connection, which, you know, being Comcast and being another crappy company, I would not be surprised if it's their upstream, which is, you know, freaking you pay for $256, but like I tell Hot Lips, you never get that. We maybe get $200, $220, so Comcast can suck my left nut. Anyway, where was I? See, I got off on a tangent here. Oh, the maps. Yeah, that's right. One other thing that, you know, and it's been a while since I played UT Toxic 2, and I guess I could drop into it and double-check it, but scale also comes into play with me when a level designer creates a map. A map has to be to scale. That means doors have to be the correct thickness, the correct size. Stairs have to look, you know, within reason, not, you know, something that you have to jump up every step, every riser to get to the next step. So scale is something else that I think plays into a map, and many, many level designers do not take that into effect when they design their map. And I just, you know, unfortunately, it might be a good map and might play well, but I'm just not down with UT Toxic 2. I know everybody says it's a well-laid-out map, and for that, I give them credit. That's what many gamers are after, is a good playing map. They really don't care how it looks, and I know I'll get people who argue with me saying, no, Oz, I care how it looks. Well, no, unfortunately, many people don't give a crap how a map looks. As long as a map plays very well, it's going to be successful. Come on, UT27 is a classic layout. I'm just kidding. It's not. UT Big Box. Actually, that's not a UT Big Box, is it? That's just Big Box. Anyway, you get my point. So that's all I'm going to say on UT Toxic 2. It is a decent map. I do want to thank Hybrid-esque for providing the review of it again. And I'm going to step away. When we return from the break, I would like to discuss maps from Silicon Ice created to community created, and comments from Invis. Thanks for tuning in to Urban Radio today on ITG, powered by FileCloud. We'll be right back.
We'll do pretty much anything if the price is right.
Oh yeah, right there. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Shameless. Crowd. Radio. ITG.
Searching for the ghost of Tom Jones.
He's waiting for the time when the last shall be first and the first shall be last. In a cardboard box sleeping under a mat. With a one-way ticket to the promised land. With a hole in your belly and a gun in your hand.
Hey, there I am. Ha-ha! Got to push a button, Oz. You don't push a button, you can't talk. Hey, welcome back to Urban Radio right here, ITG. Just been trying to run down the issues with the stream. I continue to hear that more people are getting quite a bit of skippage, and I have dropped off the GTV server. Hopefully that'll make some improvements in the connection here. As I said, it's probably that POS company that provides this internet. Called Comcast. Bunch of homos. Can't stand Comcast. They rank right up there with another crappy company, PGE, who provides electric. And goddamn, if my bill ain't $200 this month. Get out of here. And who else don't I like? Verizon. Another crappy company. Verizon can go suck me as well. So as long as I get rid of those three companies, you know, that means I'll be living like Ted Kaczynski up in a one-room shack in some rural backwoods Montana. Anyways. I could rant on all day about that, but I'm not going to. Welcome back to the show. It's Oswald. And for those who frequent the forums, Hybrid S posted a topic in the ETUT forum that reads, from the FAQ, it states that a dozen maps will be included with ETUT. I'm just curious as to how the community levels will change things with regards to this. Now, I know we've stated this on a previous Urban Radio show, and I believe in the forums that we are planning on including some levels from community designers. How are those levels going to be selected? First, we did post a topic to see what levels the community wanted to see. Unfortunately, you know what? I can't find that topic anymore, so I may create it again. It might have been in the general form. I don't recall, but I know we had a topic up there previously. I think I may drop it again and get some more input. Emails to community level designers will signify that we are interested in obtaining the rights to their level to in order to be included in our distribution for enemy territory. Some of the names that we mentioned previously were Invis and Crenshaw and Layearth Subway 2. Now, this topic gets a bit more complex, and don't get me wrong, those are only two of the names that I recall off my head just because they have two very good maps. There is a full list, and Tub actually created the list for us. Unfortunately, I don't have it with me, and I can't find it because I reformatted my server, and we also lost the database for the forums, what was it, last month, 2 months ago? So I'm still trying to chase down all the names on the list. Damn it. And yes, Slayer, if you are listening, we were watching you and talking about your superior sniper skills using the SR-8. 105, I think, is what you finished with. So that actually puts you in the top 10, it looks like. Props to you on that. Now, this topic of levels does get a little bit more complex, thanks to Invis. After reading his comments on what SID levels should be included, I feel this is a good lead-in to our development update. But before we delve into the level development discussion, I do want to announce a release date. A what? Yeah, I see all these ears popping up. What? No, actually, no, we're not going to announce a release date yet. I actually just want to announce that we have taken on a new member of the development team. His name is Florian Garcia. You guys will know him in Pound Urban Terror as Flash. He is from France, and we won't hold that against him because we like the French. I know I have that. I should play that song. I like the French. Anyways, it's kind of a funny song if you haven't heard it. He's currently working on the animations for the models, including weapon and a character. You can expect to see some of his work shortly, as we will post it for you on the UrbanTerror.net website. Now, I would like to preface this segment by saying views and comments expressed by the host are solely his and may not represent those of Silicon Ice Development. Now that we got that out of the way, actually, all you have to do is read the thread, and I think many of you will see varying points of view on what levels, how levels should be played, how they look, what's good, what's bad. I thought you were going to show his demo in his portfolio. What demo? And whose portfolio? Not sure what you're talking about there, hybrid-esque. Let me know. Invis never said Sid, so why do people think he was? Sorry, I'm just reading some of the comments here coming over in our development channel, and Blade says, Invis was never Sid, so why do people think he was? I think people think he was because he works so closely with us. I know it's probably sort of an unfair advantage, but, you know, we each get to know different people in the community. You know, a little bit more. Joe lived down in San Diego when I was up in L.A., so we actually got together numerous times, played golf. So, you know, he sort of became a friend that I actually, you know, visited outside of talking to him on the internet. Same can be said about some other people. Blade Killer and Rabid Cow, I consider them very good friends. I've met them a couple of times. So there's just people in the community that you sort of gravitate to and become good friends with outside of the internet. A new member said his portfolio. Yeah, well, actually, his portfolio is online. I don't have the link handy, but as I said, we owe him a proper introduction. And as I said, there is an update coming tomorrow, so you can expect that tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow, the sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that we'll have an update. I know you don't want me to sing. Plus, I hate that song. I hate that movie. That girl is just annoying. Yeah. Anyway. See, now, a background on Joe, on Invis. He was a man behind Section 8 Studios, S8S.info, which is now home to his online portfolio and resume. So if you want to check out what he has done, S8S.info. He was a driving force, and I consider him to be a driving force in the UT mapping scene, with levels such as Crenshaw, Point Blank, a learning level called UT Automotive, and an update to Streets 2. And that's probably why people think he was on SID. Because I gave him Streets 2 to update after I started it. And to be honest with you, I couldn't make heads or tail of the frickin' map. And Blade Killer just gave me the link to Flash's personal website. So you can go look at him in all his glory right there. Flash-hideout.expert-gamers.com. It is in Pound Urban Terror. That is home to Flash. And actually, Blade Killer just sent me another comment that, you know, I'm sure somewhere in my mind I do remember. Invis actually turned down an offer when we asked him to join the development team. So, you know, it, we have no qualms about that. We still think he's a a good mapper. I still think he's a good mapper. Sorry, Blade. I just, you're right, though. I remember that now that you put it up there. So I'll stop repeating what you say in the channel. Oh, you don't want me to say that either. I'm sure. Okay, I'll stop. I'll get on to what I was talking about here. Anyway, as I said earlier, the comments in this segment expressed by the host are solely his. Because as I said, different people have different thoughts about mappers and their levels and what's a successful map and how things work. So I'll just leave it at that and move on. Last year, Joe was hired by the Collective in Los Angeles as lead level designer. So his comments in the forum thread are based for the development update. And I will have some comments from myself. Now, this is a bit long, so you'll have to bear with us here. As hang on here. I got to find something. You know, I was ready, believe it or not. Yes, I was ready. Damn it, now I can't find all those. Well, here's his original post. He's that's not his original post. Damn it, where is that? Page 3? Page 4. Ah, I got to find it. Like I said, it must be page 2. It is page 2. Ah, there it is. He says, this is just my opinion and as such may be considered inflammatory, but remember, this is just a business. So the following is not meant to berate, belittle, besmirch, or denigrate others. This is me putting my lead level designer hat on. There are about 6 or 7 shipment quality maps bundled with this mod that are both pleasing to the eye and play well. The rest should be dumped to keep the download as small as possible. I'll get into why that should be later on. But in the meantime, make the mod small with fewer maps and let the new crowd of LDs that'll soon follow the UT release make up the slack. Just because some Cid created levels are popular with some of the community right now does not mean they are a good level. I mean, hell, people are playing the ridiculous UT27 Cluster F test map. If I were in charge, and I'm sure I'll get comments from people, yeah, Joe, but you're not in charge. Remember, these are my comments I'm going to put in here. If I were in charge, levels like that wouldn't take up valuable space away from maps that are going to be better to promote the mod that would appeal to a newer audience. If I were someone waiting for a 300-plus meg download and saw that map taking up space, I'd delete the mod just on principle alone. In short, don't waste my time and hard drive space with that shit. Let's face it, the maps that are a very small community of diehards play right now won't be what the rest of the new blood will be expecting when ETUT is released. And if people see this mod for the first time and load up a level like UT27 or Drug Lord 3 with the textures as bad as it is, dude, come on. Yes, good flow is important, but no one will ever get to enjoy good routes and snappy gameplay when they see that it looks like it was textured by a 5-year-old with a 64-pack of Crayolas. I think that's a great line. I'm going to have to use that sometime. These are people that have been playing Half-Life 2, Painkiller, Call of Duty, Stalker, and all the really kick-ass new FPSs out there with maps that are not only larger, better playing, and run smoother, but are textured to perfection. The bar is raised. It's time that even this mod step up to the plate and bat one out of the park. Now, my only comment on this is those are all games that you actually have to go out and buy. So, why... I think internally we consider ourselves professional in terms of what we do. We are still an amateur development team. We don't get paid to, make sure everything is flawless as possible. But as I said earlier, mod making is becoming much more competitive, much more focused on being successful than actually taking interest in the community and listening to what they have to say. So, and the other thing, and El Presidente hit it right there, is that you're seeing downloads become larger and larger. They're becoming like a full game that's released. I mean, what does he say? Desert Combat 700 megs messes up a release? Screw that. But anyway, so far I agree with Invis, has to say, with regards to the maps. UT27, and this comment was brought up by 27, in fact, in another mentioned here, another post in the thread that Big Box was created by id Software, and that made the Final Cut just as a test map. UT27 was actually included along with the .map file in order to show gamers how to make things like doors, how to make ladders, how to make breakable items, things like that. So there was a reason behind us including UT27, and for some damn reason, yeah, it does play. Gamers like it, and bottom line, gamers play maps because they like the game. They like the map. The days of poorly lit and unrealistic levels with their washed-out lighting may appeal to the hardcore Q3 URT gamer running at 800 by 600. Pick map Tim Vertex with the lowest of all settings so he can get his 12 FPS instead of 8 FPS during those lovely FPS drops we all get. But he's not the guy we need to be targeting with the ETUT port. Hardware is better than it was 6 years ago when the game was first released. Well, actually, five almost. If you're still running a GeForce 2 MX440, get your mom's credit card, go to Dell, and get a real PC. And that comment is not intended for a hybrid esque either, but I know he took a little offense to it, but that's okay. We're all friends here, right? Okay, now with that out of the way, here is what I would keep and why. UT Casa, it's without the doubt the best overall level in this mod. It plays very well in almost every game mode. Its construction is above par, and it also has rock-solid performance. All it needs is a less washed-out lighting scheme, and it's without a doubt the best level in the mod. I don't think anybody has any quorums with that. I don't. I do agree that UT Casa, even with the changes that we made to it, thanks to Blade Killer and Dick Dastardly, and I think Dragoon might have had a hand in that, but he's no longer with us, so we'll just say Blade and Dick. Making some additional routes for other game modes, it's a solid map. It's played all the time in matches, on servers, in leagues. No issues about Casa. I think that's one reason why you see Sweet Nuts now working for Ravensoft, in fact. That and his excellent artistic ability. UT Abbey is a good map, except for CTF. The stairs and railings in CTF are annoying. It needs better flag placement where they are not so close to each other. Besides that, it's still a good map with great flow, with very neat little things that make it unique. Texturing could be updated in some spots, but all in all, it's a damn fine level. It's a keeper. And also, Tub is updating all his levels. I know you've seen a screenshot of Austria over on deadllamas.net from the testing. We've actually released that testing to a small number of people who's actually still idle in our QA channel, and they have actually tested that map earlier in the week. Sorry, I had to take a drink. UTLGR is another good level with rock-solid play. It performs well, even though it's small for CTF and crowds people into two choke points. Could use some more texture help in areas that start to look repetitive. This map just looks cool. It has rock-solid performance and play as well, and thus should remain. And again, that is another level by Tub. In fact, all the levels by Tub are being updated and improved, and Tub has been putting a good deal of work into his level, so I rest assured can promise you will see some top-notch work from Tub on Algiers, on Abbey, and on Village 2, I believe it was. UT Turnpike, this is at the bottom of my list, and it only makes it with this exception. Better texturing, new skybox that isn't stretched out so badly, and it's in desperate need of a relight. If those items are done, then this map is a peach for Team Survivor. Even when ETUT ports, you won't find this map on the CTF pubs like it is now because it's just too small and people will hate it. Remember back in the glory days of Beta 2.x, the big pub maps that were quite large to hold large amounts of gamer. Remember the All Rommel All the Time server? I believe that was Law. Law was Sans, wasn't it? Anyways, yeah, this map won't have that, but it totally kicks ass for Team Deathmatch and Team Survivor and should stay. Yeah, okay, I'll agree with that, but it also, I've seen it in CTF. People like it in CTF. It's a fast-paced map for CTF. I think there could be some changes, seeing as you'll have gamers who continually camp with the flag above the metro station and in the warehouse, and it's very difficult to get a grenade or get something into that warehouse in order to kill the carrier of the, what is it, is the blue flag, I think, or whoever has a flag inside that little building there. Very difficult to to get to. But Turnpike, I do agree. I think it does need some new textures, and we were talking about it last night in Pound, or in our development channel, 27 myself. I think LT1 was there, and Blade Killer and Rabid Cow. The textures aren't bad. They are good. I do believe some of them can be updated. I think it's time to find a new street texture. Some of them just get a little old. I mean, I think that map actually still has textures from, like, the first version of Urban Terror. Now, that's 4 years old. We've made a lot of changes. Things have improved. I think the texturing could be looked at and improved. And honestly, I'm not sure if that's one of the .map files we have or not, as Wu hasn't been around recently. And it gets very difficult to update a map when you don't have the .map file. UT Crenshaw, not just because it's my level, I'm the worst critic to my own work, but this is the only real balanced CTF map in this mod because it's totally symmetrical. And with a few tweaks, that could be the most balanced CTF competition map we have. First, needs better texturing and spots so it's not repetitive. Get rid of the bouncing car, the annoying music, the boxes next to the blue flag, and maybe shorten up a few routes. I've been totally reworking this map by adding more items that better define spaces, like landmarking models, dirtying up textures and spots, adding differing windows and door textures, and generally making it look more like a real place than before, so it's at least visually it is solid to look at, or a solid looking level. As for play, it's not really the most popular pub map right now because it's not as small as a postage stamp, but trust me, when we get a bigger community, this maps of this size will get played a lot. Comments on this one? Oh, and seeing as I see Hybrid-esque pointing out photorealistic texture pack, Rabid Cow is the man when it comes to textures. He's got some great texture sets that we're currently using and he's creating. So it is nice. I mean, we can go out and borrow textures if they're free, you know, freely distributed and public domain textures, but Rabbit Cow is the man when it comes to texturing. So I just got to throw that in there. Symmetrical map for Crenshaw. And like he said, he is the worst critic of his map. I don't think I would have gotten into all that stuff. But people aren't happy with the size of the map. That I do agree with. It does have some long runs from flag to flag. I don't think it's too big to play. And I have heard the comment that people do get lost on it because it does look pretty similar and they're not sure where they are. Unfortunately, yeah, Rabbit Cow is not going to release any of his texture packs right now. Sorry, you're going to have to wait. Yes, I'm getting that to El Presidente. Yes, to Phil Crenshaw, you're right. You need a lot of people. That is why he is updating the map. He's gotten a lot of good feedback. As for being symmetrical, Proving Grounds is also symmetrical, as is Infiltration. Unfortunately, I think both of those maps need a lot of texture help myself. Not so much Infiltration. I think there's some interesting things in there, and Invis will touch on that here a little bit later. But Proving Grounds, again, symmetrical. I think it could use some updates to the models and just how it's put together. Some pretty cheesy things in it. But there are more than just one symmetrical map. And actually, there was another one. What the hell map was that? City Gardens, is that the one? I believe that was taken from a Quake 3 layout, and Dragon actually made it into his own, made it into an Urban Terror map. So there's more than actually just Crenshaw out there for symmetrical maps. So we'll see what happens with Crenshaw. I suspect Invis will do a good job on it, and it'll actually get a lot more play once the size of the map is decreased just a bit. UT Rommel, this map is a staple of the mod almost as much as UT Casa. I think there was some changes here and there and serious love in the way of breaking up some textures and adding of detail that Rommel can retain its once great glory. This map was a CTF and TDM staple during 2.x times, and I think the reason that it was one that had lots of options. The performance at time can be a bit bare, but even that can be fixed. Blade, you want to talk about UT Rommel? She's put hours into this map. Her and Barbecue, they've spent a lot of hours on this map trying to get things improved. Not only textures, but the layout, improve the FPS, things like that. But even that can be fixed. I think that if any of the old maps are worth saving, this is one of them. So texturing love, especially in the spawn areas, more detail in places that are just boxes with facades, and fix a skybox, for God's sake. Rama was meant to be overcast. Bring that back. So why didn't he include any of your favorites? Well, here's a reason why the rest of the maps should get Deep Sixth. And we'll do that here. But I need a break. I'm dying. I need a drink. We'll be back after a little break song, and we'll come right back. It's Oz. You're tuned in to Urban Radio right here, ITG.
Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike.
Turn this car around if you do not shut up.
Quake 3 and Counter-Strike. And a whole lot more. This is the all-new
family-oriented
radio.
Thank you.
welcome back to Urban Radio. It's Oswald here, and I was just impound a skeet shoot, and I wanted to check out some scores here, possibly drop back onto the server to see how things are going. And I see AI Truth asking if Oswald is skeeting. No, I am not. I was actually just reporting scores and things of that nature. As we look in on the top 10 here, and it's actually rolled to the top 12 now, to see who is still leading. Fabian's still on top. 136 is his score. As Headshot still playing in at number 2 at 133. Hybrid-esque 127. AI Truth, who we just spoke about, pulling up at number 9 there at 99. So far, so good. I'm pounding through this map stuff, and we'll continue to do that here and hopefully drop into one of the servers a little bit later in the show. How's that? So now we've actually done the maps that Invis would keep for the mod, and I think for the most part, all of us on the development team do agree with that. And I do want to mention Slayer says this just fresh off the presses of the Beating Nutshack will be all sans next week. Pimp it proudly. So there you go, balls deep. The Nutshack is going to be back to the 24/7 sans like the old Law server was. So if you like sans, check out their server coming up this week. Some of the maps that would be Deep Six Commune. It looks like a bunch of blocks and a mishmash together. Architecture makes no sense at all, and a lot of items that don't really fit the theme. I don't really have anything to say about Commune. Honestly, I never really liked the map. Enough said about that. Docs, this map has been hacked so many times to make CTF fit, and none of the changes seem to be right. Now add the fact that the texturing is abhorrent, and that the dock is really just an Olympic-sized swimming pool. Well, you get the idea. Sure, it plays okay for TS and TDM, but if you're going to call it a dock, hell, make it look like one. This map does need a lot of work on it, and I don't think any of us actually want to take that task on of recreating dock. There are balance issues. I don't think anybody will disagree with that. It is old. It is ancient. It does need a big update. Not only in game and layout, but in texturing as well. It might have been okay for the 2.x days, but I think for ETUT, we're going to have to make a decision on this. And yes, I do recall that the main reason you include a map in a release is because it is fun to play. This is definitely one that is fun to play, but we'll have to see if you know, we can change some things around in order to make it a bit more balanced. I think that is... I think that is one of the things that we do need to work on for UT Docs. Truglord 3, what can I say? A lot of blocks strewn together to resemble something that looks like buildings. Anyway. Damn. Something caught my throat there. I give him kudos for trying to stay on theme, but the execution is way short. Just look at the ship, the boats, and the texturing. The entire level feels as though you're playing in a box. This mod suffers from that like no other that I've seen, and this level has it in spades. Somewhat good flow ruined by a lackluster cell on the environment, and from what I was told, this level was provided some very good textures. Unfortunately, those textures were modified and altered and sort of washed out, and I got to say, Drugler 3, not happy with it at all. I wasn't happy with it from the beginning. The layout is okay. The layout is good, but, you know, I'm sorry, the map has to at least make an attempt to look pretty when you play it. It does help. But Druglord 3, I have to say you're probably not going to see that in the port, just a guess. But, you know, again, we'll see. Maybe we have time to update the textures. I don't know. Filtration, this map I had a lot of hopes for. Drag tried really hard to sell the environment with sounds and some really cool items like the washer bottles, but alas, hodgepodge texturing and his inability to create textures that match the environment kills him again. He relies too much on building items with BSP geometry that doesn't give it the love with detailed meshes that and this and the other maps of his and other maps of his needed. Huh. If he learns Photoshop Max or Maya, he's going to be someone to watch out for because he has the chops for layout and gameplay, but right now moving a few brushes around isn't going to cut it. And I think that's one of the things we've started to see here as we've developed as a team, using more 3D Max in terms of models, in terms of mapping. It gives you better control of creating items, things that end up in the map. I mean, try making... I'm just thinking of something stupid that you see in maps all the time. I can't even think now. trash can. There you go. Trash can, for example. You can make a much more impressive looking trash can in Max than you can in QE Radiant or Q3 Radiant, whichever one you're using. I forgot. Just look at LT1. I mean, he is a master when it comes to creating objects that are release quality objects for maps. He's got some great skill when it comes to that. So, filtration, good map. It does need some help. Good layout. I actually enjoy that map, but I do think it could use some texturing help. Thank you, GTK Radiant. That's what I was trying to say. See, I'm still living back in the Quake 2 days. I want to play Quake 2, by the way. Anybody up for some CTF? Anyway, Golgotha 2, I love Dick, and don't get me wrong, but one thing I've learned from my stint in the Army is take the high ground and hold it. Starting out with one team with that advantage is not so good. Find me one FPS game that uses this type of layout, and I'll show you a game in the $5 bargain bin. Layout was flawed from the first brush. Yes, I am old school. Very old school. Quake 2 CTF, greatest game on the computer I have ever played. Golgotha 2. Now, I've been a big proponent of Dick Dastardly. I love his work. I think he's got all the keys to be a great mapper. I've been a big proponent of Golgotha 2. Golgotha, the original, when it was originally released. It couldn't hold jock of any other level. I thought this was above and beyond anything anyone else had ever done. But now that he makes his comment about the high ground, it does make sense. I know a lot of gamers complain about the layout. I guess that's why you play two rounds in a map like this. Give each team the opportunity to be on the other side. I really don't have any comments about this. I like the level. Gameplay might be a little bit lacking, which is unfortunate. I guess, again, if you're going to change this map, you're going to change it so severely that it's going to be an all-new Golgotha. The use of level change is kind of interesting, but I think you'd have to even it up a bit more in order to make it a bit more even for both teams. So, but Golgotha 2, Dick's got it going on. He knows how to map. He knows how to texture. He knows how gameplay goes. Mines 2. Barbecue, or actually just Mines, UT Mines. Wow, Barbecue made one of the coolest looking levels I've seen in a long time with this one. What a theme this was, and he really nailed it dead to rights. Thing looks like a mine. Too bad no one likes to play tight hallway levels, ever. Rabbit Cow's leaving. See you, Jeff. I agree with this to a point. Gamers, for some reason, especially those who like to use sniper rifles, don't really like these tight levels. Mines is one of them. Nimrod is another one. As is, what's the last one I'm thinking of here? Precinct. Those are three maps. Actually, for those who remember way back, Hotel was the same way. My God, you had this tiny, tight stairwell that went up three levels, but gamers flocked to it for some reason. And I don't know why. It was a horrible map. But Mines is a good map. I do think we'll see this make its way over to ETUT. It's a good map, good layout, plays well in all game modes. You're not going to be able to do anything about the tight hallways. Gamers are just going to have to learn to love them or not play the map. Nimrod, totally cool theme. Some of the best texturing and attention to detail in this map. Again, too bad no one likes tight gameplay, tight hallway levels ever. Nimrod, another one, very unique level, especially the spawn point in the helicopter where you drop down the rappelling line. Outstanding work by Dick. I do think this one will also make the transition over to ETUT for CTF. Might be a little bit too big for Team Survivor, but I do think it does have some good characteristics that you find in a good CTF map. Offshore, okay, here we go again. Great theme, bad execution, not much to sell that this is a real place. Bad texturing, not a lot of detail, annoying doors. Maybe this would be good for Rainbow Six, just not this mod. Offshore, never sold on Offshore. Good idea, because I know there's a good oil well map for, I believe it was Half-Life. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. Half-Life had a decent one, but Offshore, nowhere near the quality of that one for Half-Life. Or Counter-Strike, sorry. Revolution, man, this level was a sore spot for me. Me too. I think it would be a kick-ass bomb map, which was actually what it was made for, if people played bomb mode, which they don't. The lighting is spanking. Texturing and detail is flawless. I do agree with that. The map is a joy to look at. Too bad it's just not that fun to play and never has been. It's time for Revo to retire alongside Train Yard and Streets. Yes, it's very unfortunate that Revolution was a map long before its time. Wetwire did an amazing job on this map. This still remains my most favorite map in Urban Terror, even though it's never played. He nailed everything. He nailed the theme. He nailed layout. He nailed texture, lighting. I think this was probably the highest rated map I had. Unfortunately, where did it lack? Gameplay. And not because the layout was poor, but because it was actually made for bomb mode. It was made for an attack and defend type game mode. And unfortunately, the time it was released, we had not created bomb mode. We had not created any other game modes. So it sort of became a one-sided map, and it just got on the bad side of gamers, and they really never flocked to it, even when we got bomb mode introduced. So Revolution, and it was also updated, changed. They took out the sliding doors. I don't know if that was a good idea or not, but again, trying to fit a map to a post-release game mode, very difficult to do. I don't think it turns out being very successful if you try to do it that way. You know what I mean? For example, bomb mode. I mean, you don't know how long we talked about, contemplated. Well, Revo was off. Yeah. Well, yeah. Hybrid S just said Revo was off in the old days. Well, yeah. And I told you why. Because it was a map before its time. I mean, we didn't have a game mode that actually supported the map. See you, Dragon. So I think that's the only reason why it was awful in the old days as it is now. Yeah, and trivia has been postponed. I'm sorry. With all the information I had today and trying to cover the skeet shooting tournament, I just couldn't get it in today. So, sorry. We'll try again next week. Hopefully next week will be fine. I don't have anything planned, and I want to get it out of the way so we can crown the champion. UT Riyadh. Hey, I have an idea. Let's draw every single person on the level at once. Oh, actually, let's just do Riyadh. Draw every single person on the level at once. Let the player get to a high place and see every dropped weapon, dead body, and Paula. Yeah, that's the idea. Now, Riyadh's a very interesting map. Works great for CTF. It is another one of those symmetrical, in a way, symmetrical maps, even though bases are in opposing corners. The map is basically a reverse mirror of itself. Plays great for CTF. We are still trying to get the .map file from .exe. I contacted him. Unfortunately, the email bounced back to me, so I'm going to have to look at another possible idea on how to get an email to him in order to get the .map file. And yeah, we could reverse engineer it and actually get the map file by decompiling the map. Not that we want to do it, because we'd have to retexture the whole thing again. And yeah, I do agree. Could use a texture update. But for the most part, Riyadh is going to be converted over. It's a good map. We like it. Plays well in CTF. Ricochet, again, some of the worst texturing and brush making in the mod. Okay, it was 4 years ago, but it's time to get with the program and make it look like a 21st century map. The 256 by 256 skybox is played out, and so should this level. And this is one of Wetwired's first levels, right out of Action Quake 2. Ricochet, a great map. During its time, textures are played out. At the time this level was created, they were top-notch textures. He had done a great job at that time. As we moved into the later 2.x versions, this level was modified by Queen Bee, added a couple new routes in order to support bomb mode. Again, you run into more gameplay playability issues. Ricochet, old map. I'm not really sure what we'll make of this map, but have to wait on that one. Sanctuary, this is a semi-cool layout for CTF. It's quite well thought out. The problem lies in that you're playing a game in a big box. Again, no outside to give you a feel that it's real. The texturing is okay in spots, really bad in others. And on a side note, how many people stick a ICBM in a resort? You know, that was our idea of trying to get the Cold War theme into every map. Barbecue, very creative, unfortunately. You know, I don't know if it works all that well. Again, decent layout for CTF. I do agree with Invis's comments. You got to put some outside references so it makes it look like you're not in a box. I do agree with that with any map, be it one of our maps, be it a community map. You're playing enough games these days where, for example, Tiger Woods 2005 on Xbox just blows me away when you look at it. I mean, you would think that you're actually on a golf course because you have layer upon layer behind each other, and it just looks like it's a rolling desert, like you're in Arizona or the coast of California. It's just awesome. And I do think we've started to see it more in Urban Terror maps outside of those maps that are actually built inside, so you don't really have to worry about this. But Sanctuary, I don't know. That one's up in the air. Sands, we don't have the map file anymore from what I heard, which we don't. So should I waste my time on telling you how utterly too large this level is and how the helicopter, although cool looking, jerks so bad I want to jump out just to make the game stop shaking? This might have been a good desert combat level, but hey, we have no tanks, we have no jeeps. Sands, old level, it was a unique idea at the time, especially when you're using a multiple function train for the helicopter and trying to turn it. It was good during its time. I think it's a bit played out now. Levels that big really have no place in Urban Terror, unfortunately. Siberia. Level got a lot of love. I think out of the ones that Sweetness did, this is one that's closer to my heart. As you can tell about the amount of work that went into this level. It was an experiment as far as the layout was concerned. And that was the level's undoing. I feel it just feels weird and you get lost way too easy. It's a shame, too, because the level is definitely a showpiece. Siberia, probably a toss-up at this point. I do agree. Level was unique. It should be a good playing map. But for some reason, a lot of unused areas in Siberia. Looks great. Plays okay. Layout suffers a little bit. I don't have any other comments on that one at this point. Sorry. Streets 2, you can't polish a turd. And this level, in some way, was the prettiest turd polishing I have ever done. You wouldn't believe all the crap I had to do in order to get it run with any kind of performance at all. Yes, it looks cool. The lab is just peachy. But when you start off with a flawed layout, you're just wasting your time. I'm going to hate saying this, but even I couldn't rescue this level. For God's sakes, let it die. And as I said a bit earlier ago, I actually started to update this map. Unfortunately, I was not even able to go into the map file and update it. You should have seen the horrid brushwork. Now, I never considered myself to be an accomplished mapper at all. Hell, I'm just a beginning mapper. I started many maps, and like some of you out there, never finished one. But this map was just awful. It was brushes on top of brushes on top of. You wonder why the performance was so horrid in this. I mean, I should just take a screenshot of the .map file for it, and you can see the overlapping brushes, the size of some of these brushes, and how buildings were made, and it's just mind-boggling to look at. So Streets 2 definitely has no place in our game anymore. It will probably retire alongside of Train Yard, Hotel, and maps like that. Swim, if I have to tell you why this level needs to be retired, you obviously don't play many games. Go back to my high ground statement about Golgotha a little earlier on. Swim, I have nothing to say about that. Unique map at the time, that's what got the mod noticed by id Software. If you believe it or not, the falling snow was the key, and id liked it. So, Twin Lakes, stunning, some of the best lighting I've ever seen in the game. You really feel immersed when playing this level. Why it didn't catch on, it could be a lot of different reasons. I think the main reason was it became a sniper hide-and-go peek fest. And it gets old really quick. Go play he calls it Laneway. Laneway, and you'll see what I mean. Yeah, Rabbit Cow spent a lot of time on this map. Hide and go pee. I guess Black Rider likes UT Swim. Well, Swim has to. You give me three compelling reasons why UT Swim has to stay, and I'll listen to you. But right now, I can't think of any. It doesn't support CTF, it only supports TDM and Team Survivor, which, yes, I know. People in pubs play TS a lot. But we need three compelling reasons why this map should stay. So you give me those. I might keep an eye on Pound Urban Tear. Back to Twin Lakes. Rabbit Cow did a lot of improving, a lot of updating on Twin Lakes. Again, probably one of the most stunning maps to look at. I guess you have to have a nice mix of sniper / auto fire in terms of good gameplay. And this one, again, sort of lends itself more to the Sniper Fest. I have seen it played on clan base occasionally by one clan in particular. I'm not really sure what to say about Twin Lakes. It's probably not going to make the original distribution for ETUT. Let's go vertical, and vertical is cool, like in Uptown. And jumping from roof to roof is also cool, as we saw UTZ Dragon talking about. No, Black Rider, I'm serious. You come up with some legitimate reasons why UT Swim should be included, and honestly, we'll give it a shot. But right now, I can't think of any reason why we want to keep a map that was original with the mod. That's it. LKFF used to use Twin Lakes. Thank you, Bobolin. I was thinking Drizzt Duncan, but he wasn't a clan. He was just a gamer in the clan. Los Campos Fragging Force. That's who they were. Thank you. Back to what I was talking about. But the texturing in this level is not so cool. The scale is even less cool. How many multi-tiered parking garages do you know that are too small to fit more than one car? Yep, great theme, bad execution. If you're going to make something like this, then do it right with the right scale. Point Blank, one of his maps, had perfect-sized multi-tiered car lot, as did Ricochet. This level, not so much. I do agree. Scale plays a very important part. Now, don't get me wrong. Who just made that comment? Wokeely? Don't get me wrong. These are just comments from Invis, seeing as he is a lead level designer for a professional design firm out there. I'm just commenting on what I think. As I said, these don't reflect the views and opinions of the team. I'm just going through on my own without discussing the team what I think is going to make it and what's not. Because like I said, we really haven't gone in depth to it quite yet as to what maps are going to make it. Uptown, it was an interesting idea. I do think it would need to be updated. Unfortunately, this is another map that by Battle Cow we don't have the .map file for. So if it's going to be updated, we're going to have to decompile it, recompile it, retexture it, move the spawns, do everything like we did on some of these other maps, and put it back into the game. He makes mention of Point Blank, and I do agree. Again, scale has a lot to do with the map. Point Blank was an outstanding map. It was another unique map at its time. I don't think gamers were really prepared for what Point Blank offered. It's just an awesome map. Again, maybe I'm strange. Maybe that's my downfall, that I don't play enough to see what map actually has good gameplay as opposed to bad gameplay. Again, it's a very big map, so the gameplay might suffer. I got some Q-tips. Would you like to clean out your ears? I did not say we're getting rid of Uptown. These are Invis's comments. I am commenting on his comments. We didn't lose it. We never had Black Rider again asking, how did we lose the map file? We never had the map file. Some of the mappers typically do not give their .map files out. I mentioned earlier we gave out the .map file for UT27 because it was a test map. Invis gave out the .map file for UT Automotive as maps to help you learn how to do things in. But typically, a mapper will keep the .map file for themselves. So when we get a map, for example, when we get, say, the map Siberia from Sweet Nuts for a release, he gives us the map. He does not give us the map file, which is everything that goes into creating the map. So a lot of the times, we don't have the map files. We do have most of the map files, but unfortunately, people like Battle Cow and Woo and .exe, they never gave us their .map files, so that is the reason that we don't have them. And if we want to update them, most likely we're going to have to A, either try to get a hold of them, which is turning out to be a challenge, or B, we're going to have to decompile the map and basically retexture it from the floor up, which might not be that bad of an idea. Unfortunately, a lot of us just don't have the time to do that. So, but no, these are not maps that are not going to make it in. These are just his comments on the maps, and I'm commenting on his comments. Damn. All right. We're weird. Don't even get the village. The catapult can go right to hell. Anyway. UT Precinct. This level is a masterpiece. It is what we professional level designers like to call a portfolio piece. Had he just left it in his portfolio, then yes, I would say this was a great level, but he released it. And then the elation became deflation. A flawed layout and gameplay didn't help this level. It suffers from the same disease that Mines and Nimrod and the level that we don't care to speak about, Pressure Zone, suffered from. So for the last time, let me repeat the mantra. No one likes to play tight hallway levels. Ever. Interesting. What do you think of UT Precinct? Again, highly anticipated level from Wetwired. Looked great. And plays, I don't know. I think it plays okay. Again, why gamers don't like the tight levels, the auto, the shotgun type maps, I will never know. I guess they like the wide open, the hide and go seek type of maps. Algiers, good example. Casa's a good example. But for some reason, even all the positives on Precinct can't outweigh the negative of no one likes to play the map. So Precinct, a good, great map, looks great. Unfortunately, gamers just can't.
Can't get to it. Ha, Black Riders looking for reasons. Go Black Riders. See what you can come up with. UT-27, test level should stay on your hard drive. Remember the Quake 3 level that was with all the lava? One with the colored walls where you had to jump from moving dock to moving rock to fight other people? Of course you don't, because it stayed on the developer's hard drive. Enough said. Again, UT-27 was a test map. yes, wall jumping will be left in DigiSmack. No, it's not going to be an option. It will be left in the game. Big Box was another test level that id put in Quake 3, so we decided to put UT-27 in as a test in order for level designers to use it. And finally, he concludes with, okay, well, I think that covers about all the levels on the mod except for Village 2, which I'm on the fence about. It's a toss-up, I think. I can't think of anything I'd like to say either bad or good about it, so I really don't know what to say other than toss a coin on it. I can tell you that Tub is updated, and there's a very good chance that you will see it. Actually, not a very good chance. You will see it in the ET-UT port. So that gives you some idea on what I think, not the development team thinks, what I think about some of the maps that Invis touched on. He says, I know that what I said here may seem rather harsh, or to you, the gamer, just plain wrong, but take off your gamer hat and put on your developer hat and just think about what I've said. Some of the games and great mods for them, or that have come out recently, be objective for a second. I think you'll come, if not to the same, then similar conclusions that I have, or put on your asshole hat and flame me. Either way, being the bearer of the cold and ugly truth has become my personal philosophy. And with that, I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Let's see. Who wants wheat eye off the air?
Nobody wants this.
Who wants wheat eye off the air?
I don't want wheat off the air.
One, and that's a map.
Get off my phone!
Legs.
Oh, I'm not going to deal with this shit tonight.
Great, that means I'm not going to get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new radio ITG.
Little Van Halen for your Saturday loving right here, Urban Radio. We'll be right back. Although, to be honest, I was never a Sammy Hagar fan. Diamond Dave is Van Halen. And for my next segment, I will be reading all the forum posts over the past year. Yeah, right.
I don't know what I've been living on. It's not enough to fill me up. I need more than just words to say. I need everything this life can give me.
Radio ITG.
It is Oswald here with you on your Saturday again. I am not a Sammy Hagar fan. Kind of a cool song, Diamond Dave fan right here. Again, that's probably because I am a child of the 80s. Hey, we are back in the Balls Deep Human Skeet Shooting Tour following Xenix. He was over on, actually, 93 kills after you do all the math there. 93 kills, doing very well. Going to check out some of the top scores here so far in the Human Skeet Shooting Contest. Fabian still leading all scores right now. 136 is his adjusted score. BD Headshot right behind him. 133. Hybrid-esque, 127. Katya, who I just found out, is Boss Hedgehog. Thank you to Hybrid-esque for that. Is 126 and in fourth place. Eraser Engine from Clan Pit. 117. FU Daddy, 116, as is One Leg. Slayer, AOSDK, 112. Rifleman drops to 105. Truth pulling in at 99. So there's your top 10 right now. Other notables, Digismac, 93. Miata Man of Forbidden Ninjas, 89. Longshot, 87. Donk, 77. So those are your scores right now. I do apologize to Clan Balls Deep for not really putting as much time into covering the skeet shooting as I would like to. Unfortunately, I just got going on that one post, and I thought it important to get it out because I know many of you continue to inquire about, well, what maps are you guys going to include? So, again, Sunday's a new day. We will be back on the air and bring all the headshot action from the Human Skeet Shooting Contest as soon as I can get an update from Headshot as to what time we're going to start tomorrow. You'll get music. You'll get me. So, Headshot, I know you're tuned in, so give me the start time for tomorrow. If it's the same time, then that's all good. I will be up and awake by that time. Xenix not doing too bad. Time is going to expire on him, and right now it looks like he is going to finish with 106. So that is not going to be enough to outlast Fabian at the top of the map, but he is going to pull into the number 9 spot, knocking Rifleman down to number 10. If you want more information, pound a skeet shoot over an ETG. He's got a great bot up there that gives you all the information you need to know. You can also go to bd.cutiepie.com/skeet for more information. Now, somebody just asked a question in Pound Urban Terror as I went to break. It was JMF. He says, I have a question. Carmack is releasing the source code for Quake 3. Will that push forward the ET-UT release, and why not maintain the Q3 port? Why don't we want to maintain the Q3 port? One, because it's old. We would like to put a bullet in it and move on to a new project. I think if you check with any professional development team out there, they never support games upwards of 4 and 5 years. You look at a typical development cycle, which probably lasts in the neighborhood of 12 to 18 months. Support maybe lasts 2 years, 2.5 years, tops. There's just no money in it. Looking at it from a professional design company's point of view, they're all about money. Look at id Software. Look at Valve. They're in it for the money. They make engines, and they make half-ass games sometimes on top of those engines in order for people to buy them and see what the engine can do. But they don't make money on the game. They make money on the engine. They make royalties on the engine. Now, even though we're not a professional design firm, we still want to finish UT for Quake 3 and move on. It's been almost 5 years. And not to make it sound so negative, but I think we're getting tired of continually updating UT for Quake 3. Flat out honest with you. It's a long time. There's still a lot of changes that could be done. Sure, changes which could be done. But right now, I don't think we want to actually go there because we have future plans. Now, I can't talk about the future plans, and no, they don't include Doom 3, I'm sorry to say. At least right now, they don't. They may include a Doom 3 type engine, but it is not going to include Doom 3. And I'm going to see who we can drop in and watch now. We have Spasmatic, Tarquin, or a String. Let's go to Texas UT and Tarquin. Hang on 1 second. So we are going to port it to ETUT because Splash Damage has done a lot of work on the engine, improving it, and it actually helps us, I can't even say that, for what we're working on right now in terms of the port and possible future development. Let me just say that. Just time to move on, bottom line. It makes great engines. We've had great support, but you know, it's just time to move on. Quake 3 is getting old. It's been a great engine, just like the Quake 2 engine. It's been a great engine. easy to work with, but I maybe it is Tarquino. I don't know. Shoot. He's having troubles, though. I already see he's stuck in the map. Actually, he's not even in the map. What happened to him? Okay, so enough of that question. So we're going to come back. A little Clan news. Now, last Wednesday, Clan ICU defeated Corrupted Asylum to be crowned STA Frag Champions, becoming a two-time champion. In the Flags playoff, those semifinal matches are set, and I apologize. I did not have time to look up this information last night, so if they've already taken place, my apologies. Matchups include Blam versus No Names and Vex versus Veneration. I believe these matches are tomorrow. Yes, they are. And they were played on UT Riyadh, and I am sure No Leaf Clover, our Metallica fan, will have all the coverage for you on his shoutcasting station, which I can't think of right now. I'm sorry. Be sure to tune in for all the coverage that I know he'll spam it and pound Urban Tear. God, I can't think of the name of it. What's it called? I know somebody listens to him, and I can't think of the name. Stigmatized. That's it. Thank you, Jagged. Stigmatized Radio. That's where you can hear the STA playoffs. Flags final for STA will take place on February 20th using P Grounds Day. Round two matchups are set for the Team Warfare League in the Rangers division. It's going to be Vex versus G7 and Fuzzballs versus Team Terminal. Over in the Seals division, Veneration goes up against Corrupted Asylum, while No Names will challenge Fear Winners. We'll move on into the quarterfinals. Team Warfare League Team Survivor matches are nearly set for round three. In the Rangers division, it's Boss versus BOE. They still need to finish their round two match. Winner will move under round three and play NSB, who defeated Seth Bicky Bearden in the Jambalaya Shop to advance last week. Seals division coverage for round three has been finalized. Genesis goes up against Corrupted Asylum, and they'll get it on for round three action. I knew I was a little behind. Yeah, well, sorry. Their website wasn't updated. Again, I pulled all this information last week, so I apologize for not checking out the updated information. I just got behind last night doing some stuff at work and didn't have time to do stuff that I'm not paid for, you know? Anyway, best of luck to all the clans remaining in both STA and TWL through the remainder of the playoffs. I do want to thank Impa and Wiz, as the groups are posted over at ClanBase for the Spring 2005 Open Cup. We have 72 clans ready to get their game on and decide who is the best in Team Survivor. There are three divisions of 24 clans, and they're divided into four six-clan groups labeled A, B, and C. IQS, the Premier Division champions, are back to defend their title, while runners-up Team Pentagram and the Pimps are just two of the clans looking to take their place as the best clan in ClanBase. Sorry, I'm going to hop onto another server here. GUG and the AND Clan, along with Paranoid Killers, have made the move from the second division into the Premier Division based on their finishing positions during the last cup. The Helsing Institution winners of the second division are not back to take their shot at IQS. Third division champs FPS Clan, Manos, and Decay all move up to the second division, while Well-Armed Rats did not return. This Open Cup will use Team Survivor for the group stage and use round wins. Look no further than ITG for all your clan-based coverage. Coverage from clan-based this week is good, possibly five, depending on what comes on Friday. Monday, you can expect to see Quo Vadis versus Reload at 1 p.m. Pacific, 21 GMT. Tuesday, it's GUG versus IQS, the defending champions. That taking place 12:30 Pacific. Wednesday, it's Derby plus Sixth Sense at 12 p.m. Pacific. And on Thursday, Pro 5 versus Nucleox at 1 p.m. Some of these matches are not confirmed yet, but as they are, I will add them to the schedule here at ITG. Right now, my plan is to provide coverage mainly for the Premier Division. If there are no matches from that division, then I'll move on to the second and third divisions. Although, I will give preferences to clans who actually email and ask for their match to be covered. I think that's only fair to do. So, hopefully you guys will tune in for a lot of shoutcast coverage from the Clan Base 2005 Spring Open Cup. I look for all that action. Going to step away one last time, take another break, and as well, you're dialed into Urban Radio right here, Radio ITG.
Epileptic Gaming on Radio ITG. see, doesn't that look totally Wolfenstein?
Dude, there's verification right here.
That it is.
Yeah.
I was right.
Anon did it.
Awesome, dude. Look, you fight a giant elephant, dude.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
Oh, wait, it says out of grapes? Better feed him some wheat. Yeah!
Come on, all freaks.
Epileptic Gaming, Fridays at 7, only on Radio ITG.
And just a quick break, we are already back. Cool. We got Peach in here from the Sixth Sense, one of Portugal's top clans. Sixth Sense going to battle for the top spot in the Premier Division. I look forward to casting all of Portugal. As I said, I don't want to single out any country, but Portugal just giving us a lot of love when it comes to Urban Terror.
Hang on. Jumping back into another server.
We're going to actually watch you and Shiza here. Logical reasoning, Oswald. No, see, I disagree with that. I see, Keeley asking, when the model hit detection changes, the weapons will have to be tweaked. Why is that? Why should it? I do agree that the hit detection still has to be coded. We've made no bones about that, just because the models haven't been animated. So once the models are animated, they'll get hit detection added, but I don't see why that's going to have any effect on the weapons and having them needed to be tweaked. What's the logic behind that? Fill me in. I must be missing something here.
Come on, I'm waiting.
You and we're watching String here of the Six. It looks like he's on server 8 now. And how's he doing? 60 kills so far. Not too bad. He's got 3 minutes to go. Probably won't end up in the top 10. So, Keeley's answer, because it will be easier to hit with the autos because of the new hit detection, for example. The autos will be stronger. It still doesn't make any sense. I don't see where you're getting that. Right now, we are well aware that the hit detection, as antiquated as it is, does have some issues. We've made no bones about it. Blake Hillary's even mentioned it. I think she mentioned it a couple times in the forums. But I don't see why the hit detection is going to have any effect on the new on the weapons. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just missing something here. I will talk to the coders about it. But right now, I really don't see any plans. We had no plans to change the weapons around, because I know that's a sore spot with everyone in the community, because they get all pissed off when we when we tweak the weapons. Unhit usually affects autos more than snipers, so if hit detection gets better, then autos would have an advantage. Well, that's good. That's good. We don't want everybody using sniper rifles. I'm sure that's going to sit well with a lot of... Actually, the only I see the question here for all sauce clan base Oswald. Why can anyone tell me why USA clans aren't allowed? They're allowed 1 year. A lot of issues with lag, finding a playable server for the two clans, usually a European USA clan. So it just got very difficult. And Clan X actually won it that year too, but unfortunately, it's just one of their rules. It's clan base. It's all European. I have been asked, well, why don't we get the winner of one of the Open Cups to play one of the winners of, Team Survivor, STA or TWL? Well, we've tried that again. You're still running into the same issue. It all comes down to ping. Ask anybody who plays Portugal. Ask anybody who plays... Nah, bullshit. I don't agree with that, Lawsus. I think Europe has much better clans, much better skill than the American gamers. I'm sure that's going to sit well with a lot of you. But no, I disagree with that. I don't think they're afraid of losing. I think they have a lot of great skill, a lot of great gamers, a lot of great clans in Europe. They have a much larger gamer base to draw from. I mean, the U.S. basically has North America and Canada, and that's it. Now, there are a lot of good gamers, a lot of good clans. I mean... Just going through that last segment there, how many times did I say Corrupted Asylum, No Names, ICU? I mean, those are just three of the clans that continually are on top in both leagues. So, I mean, we do have our good clans. Black Ops Squadron's another good one. Fuzzballs, Team Terminal. We have good clans. Unfortunately, North American clans are not able to take part in clan base. That's not my decision. That's the decision. If you want to try to get a USA clan involved again, first you're going to have issues with the pings. I would say contact Godsmurf and see if he can get an exception to the rule. But right now, I don't think it's going to happen. Oh, where are we? Where are we? Let me... I don't know where we are. Let me take one more break. I got one more song here to play. I just want to run down things with Headshot
and come right back, and we'll probably end up wrapping things up. It's Oswald. We're coming right back. Welcome back to Inside the Game. It is Oswald here with you, a little Urban Radio, getting ready to wrap things up. And I see Law Sauce is still on about he thinks it's a gay thing that STA and TWO both let European clans play, but CB doesn't let the USA in. Well, yeah, I guess it is a dead topic. I'm sorry, I don't have any poll in setting the rules, but again, it becomes a real bitch of a time to try to find a good server that both clients have good pings to. I'm just asked, the example I gave, just ask the teams that play Portugal. They are all pissed off because they call Portugal the Warpers. I mean, I don't know why. I don't know why. Anyway, it's all good, though. It's all good. Portugal, still, I have to agree with that. I still think they're one of the best countries out there. Not taken away from any other country. Germany's got a great following. Belgium, Netherlands, the UK. I know I'm going to forget somebody. Italy. But Portugal, just look at all the clans from Portugal that play in clan base. That's all I got to say. All right, back on to the Human Skeet Shoot Tournament, sponsored by Balls Deep. Running down the top 10 gamers here, and that is going to look like that's who's going to be in the finals tomorrow. Just talking to Headshot here over in Pound to Skeet Shoot. He's saying it's probably going to be the top 10. Match is going to start at 10 p.m. at night. 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. That's like 6 p.m. for those of you. It's 1800 GMT for those over in Europe. 19 CET. So maybe you over in Europe can join us for part two of Urban Radio tomorrow. It's going to be all Skeet Shoot for probably 2 hours or so. Running down the top 10 once again, Fabian on top, still 136. Headshot right behind him, 133. Hybrid Esk, 127. Now, I should note, Headshot, you know what? It won't look good if you win your own tournament, so don't win. Hybrid Esk pulling in at number 3, 127. Katya, a.k.a. Hedgehog from Clan Boss, 126. Eraser Engine of Clan Pit, 117. FU Daddy, 116, as is One Leg. Spasmomatic made it in the top 10 with 115. BDAS Slayer AODSK, otherwise known as Slayer, 112. And it looks like Gone Mad from LOK has just knocked Xenix out of the top 10. Gone Mad pulling in there with 109. So those are your top 10 right now. And that looks like it's probably going to stay that way here for just a little bit more. There's the music. Go to Herb Alpert for your Saturday lovin'. That's going to do it for this edition of Urban Radio. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. Coming up next week, I guarantee you we will have the Urban Terror Trivia Finals. I don't want anybody to fall out. Xenix, Hybrid Esk, Illogico, Tarquino, all four of you, please come back next week. We will get our game on. We will decide who the Kent Jennings of Urban Terror Trivia is. You can join us for that and much more next week. As I see Black Rider now with 3 reasons. If you want to hold those for next week, I will listen to you. Yeah, illogical. You're not the Ken Jennings yet, my friend. Yes, Urban Trivia next week. We have a new start time next week. I do want to mention that. It is going to be posted on the website, urbanterror.net, also on the6floor.com. But it's going to be between 12 and 1 p.m. Pacific, so that's 20 and 21 at GMT. So hopefully those of you who tune into the show will remember it's a new start time. So please join us next week at our new start time. Also remember this Wednesday, Just Push Play comes your way. We'll be doing the 80s for you. And that's going to do it for the show. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. Remember, we come your way tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific. More Human Skeet Shooting. It's Oswald. We'll see you later.
It's over? All right, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.